What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 2 of the Life Experience Podcast. I'm your host, Evan Aquino, and today we have a very special guest with us, Carl McCook, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Carl is one of my lifelong friends. We've known each other our whole lives. And we both go to the same school. We're very good friends. You want to talk to us about your life?
Yeah, I mean, you want my full life story or just a brief overview?
Just a brief overview.
Brief overview.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm 16 years old, same age as Evan, a little bit younger. Mm-hmm. I go to high school with him. I'm a freshman. Mm-hmm. I am very passionate about baseball, and I live on a farm.
Nice. Okay, so let's just talk.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about NBA.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So something I've been seeing a lot, and I watch YouTube, something I've been seeing a lot on YouTube is Detroit Pistons. I think they had the worst record in, like, I think history. They had a 28 game losing streak last season. Is that, you're a baseball player. Does that not sound crazy to you?
That sounds really
crazy. That's crazy. 28 losses in a row. Now they're one of the best teams in the league. And they have basically the same roster. That's crazy, right?
That is pretty crazy.
I think that's crazy. And then, I mean, just the whole, like, center of the league is changing. I feel like there's a new generation of guys in the league. Like, people like LeBron, people like KD, people like Steph, you know, they're getting old, bro.
Yeah,
they're reaching that unk stage.
Unk stage?
That unk
stage. It's like grandpa stage. I mean, it's not even unk stage.
And then, like, the new people like Shea and, like, Nikola Jokic, and just, they're all rising, bro. It's crazy to think about.
Yeah. No, I think basketball, I mean, like, I've said, or like Evan said, I don't watch a ton of basketball. I'm a big baseball guy. The game's really different. You know, I've seen a lot of evolution throughout the era. You know, you go from the 90s to the 2000s to the 2010s and to 2020. I don't know. I've seen more lack of defense, I guess. So I think that gives more confidence to these younger guys, make more shots, play more aggressive.
I agree with that. I've talked to my dad a lot about this, right? NBA, I feel like it's not a pure form of basketball. It's solely based on ISO league. I mean, ISOing is basically like an ISO league in just like individual players' skill sets. It's not, I don't think, unless you're like a team like 2020, 2016 Golden State Warriors that move the ball really well. Most teams today are super teams that have one superstar player, and it's based off ISOing and just skill sets. But I feel like if you go overseas, like playing the Euro League or playing other professional leagues, especially overseas, it's more movement.
Yeah, more movement, more defense.
More pure form of basketball.
I turned like a game, that was like a month ago. Like, I was scrolling through the TV and I clicked on like a, I think it was Euro League or it might have been like a Middle Eastern League. Mm-hmm. And there was, it seemed like a lot more ball movement. Mm-hmm. Something that saw that I feel like I don't see a lot in the NBA was someone took a wide open layup. Mm-hmm. It's rare that happens. Most of the time it's a wide open, you know, dunk.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more ball movement and...
Right.
Because there's better defense. Mm. You know, nowadays, the defense is lack of effort. And the only time people actually hustle on defense is when they make a mistake and they're like, they had a turnover, so they're trying to stop them from scoring. I could be wrong. Correct me on that if I'm wrong.
No, you're definitely right. Yeah. Let's talk about MLB. I don't know much about baseball.
Really? Well, I mean, I think it's the greatest sport in the world.
Okay. Let's debate on that.
All right.
I think baseball is one of the easiest sports.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So, I said great, but easiest sports?
I do. Because things like football and basketball, it takes a team... And I feel like there's more pressure because it's just, you have multiple things to do, like defense, scoring, taking care of the ball. I feel like in baseball, you just have to focus on, like, hitting the ball, catching the ball.
Everything you just said, the defense, the scoring, you have to do multiple things. The team.
You know, I'm a little biased, but
not only do I think baseball is the greatest sport in the world, it's probably the hardest sport in the world.
Wait, so you think baseball is the greatest sport in the world?
Greatest and hardest, most difficult.
Why? Because of the ball, how fast it's coming to you?
That, and, like, it's also, like, scientifically proven that it's not.
I actually agree with that. That it had, like, the ball comes to you really fast, so you have to have that skill to, like, precisely hit it. a home run or like
just good, a hit in general.
Good hit.
You have like milliseconds.
But I think you're right, like precision and accuracy wise. But I think like endurance, fitness, and like physical ability wise, it's not baseball.
So endurance, physical, okay.
In those parts.
Well, like we do play the longest game out of all the sports. Like our average game time is like 3 hours or a little under that.
I did not know that.
It's like 2 hours, 52 minutes is our game time.
Okay, wow.
And then like basketball is like 8-minute quarters, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So 4 8-minute quarters, 32 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Football, what is it, 12-minute quarters? Something like that. I think it's like this was like 48 minutes.
Yeah.
And then soccer is just 90 minutes.
Right.
And sometimes you have your overtimes, your PKs, but I mean you really baseball blows their time down the water. But it's not as much running as, like, basketball, football. Maybe football. But it's not as much running as, like, basketball or soccer. So I'll give you, like, the running part. But, like, still, endurance-wise, our game time is the longest. And then about toughness, bro, I don't want to hear it about toughness, bro. Like, physical ability. LeBron James got poked in the eye, and he was on the ground for 60.
Wait. Okay, wait. Football. Football is definitely above both. I'll agree with that, right? You got to agree with that.
Football?
Football and toughness.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you football for toughness. Because they, like, the football, I heard a professional football player, he's really famous. I wish I could remember his name. But his quote was, like, playing football every week is like getting into a minor to borderline, like, medium major car accident every game.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is. It's, like, full on contact.
Yeah. So, personally, I think, I don't know if I would be great at football, but I wanted to play football, but my mom, she doesn't, I think your parents, and many parents probably relate to this, doesn't want the kids to play football just because it hurts. Like, when you retire from playing football, your mind and your abilities will be limited.
Worse.
Because just, you're getting hit by 300-pound dudes, like, every game.
Whoa, 300-pound dudes. Sorry.
Okay, but let's just continue on sports. Like, you want to play professional, college?
Professional? Dude, it's too hard. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's. I'd love to play college. I think I could play college baseball. Everyone, you know, people think college ball, they think like Florida, Tennessee, Georgia. D1 college baseball is really tough to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have to. I'm not saying it's not a possibility, but the chances. You know, it's just really tough. There's only a few people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And with the transfer portal, have you heard about that?
Yeah. In baseball, is it like crazy right
it's
now?
It's awful.
In basketball, it's
I think
like
football's the worst, but like
I think football is like in basketball, it's like so many like 70-80% of people. I saw this thing, I forgot what roster. It was like Indiana or Oklahoma. No, it was like Indiana, I think. Their whole roster transferred. They have no players. I don't remember if it was Indiana. One of the big D1 teams.
Sure, I believe it.
No players on the team. Is that not crazy?
Because they're basically turning like college sports into professional sports. They don't like baseball now. I heard about it. So you know what JUCO is? You know
of course,
JUCO. Yeah. So players go play JUCO for 2 to 4 years. It doesn't hurt your eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these kids that reclass. So they graduate high school at 19, 20 years old. And they go play JUCO. Mm-hmm. Then they're 23, 24 years old.
I saw that.
And they go play D1 baseball. They have 4 years eligibility.
You could. I think that's a good idea, but you would be really old. Like, 20 years old. Carl's 16 years old.
As a freshman.
I'm 16 years old. I'm a junior.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference. I think playing playing JUCO and then not hurting eligibility, it's a good idea, but I don't know if it's just worth it just being in college for that long. But
like, if you don't want to play JUCO for like 4 years, but I don't think it's fair to have like 4 years of JUCO don't hurt your eligibility and then play NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you also have the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm. What were you gonna say?
I was just like, college is like, I heard, and I've been researching a little bit for baseball, colleges aren't taking kids out of high school anymore. They don't take them as much, unless you're a super prospect.
You're talking about the same things my dad talked to me about. I'm not even joking.
They don't, because why would they take a 18-year-old, 17-year-old, 19-year-old kid out of high school when they can take a 22, 23-year-old that has 3 years of college ball experience, or 2 years of college ball and 4 years of high school?
Right.
It would make more sense to take the older kid.
I would like to do JUCO and then play NCAA because it's just more development.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to play pro, that's a good way to do it. But in high school, like, if you're reclassing, unless you're the age that you're supposed to be, like, I'm against it. Because, like, me and Carl... You're against
high school reclassing?
I'm against high school reclassing if you're 19 years old as, like, a senior in high school. That's or mean, 20 bro. Years old.
I'm exactly. You're against my reclass.
I'm against it, but it's like...
Dude, if you're serious about sports, you reclass. That's what it is.
I know, but I think I'm just against it. I'm mad about it because I
want
to do it.
He's jealous.
We personally should both be sophomores right now, right?
Yeah, I should
Age-wise, but I wish I reclassed so I could just have that extra year and enjoy high school. A lot of people don't enjoy high school. I don't know why.
People are just, like, stressed out about high school. Like, oh, my gosh, it's so hard.
Mm, yeah.
Like, why are you, like, your parents pay for everything? Mm. Like, why are you complaining about being in high school? Like, what's going to happen when you go to college, man?
A lot of people, like, just transferring to school, right? A lot of people think, I've heard from a lot of college students, a lot of older kids around me, that they think college is better. I would agree with that, but I think people think that high school is, like, a dump. Like, I love high school.
Dude, it's awesome.
I know.
We also go to a really nice high school.
We go to a really nice high school. That's...
So...
But I just transferred here, and I'm at old school. I also kind of enjoyed it. Not as much, but I enjoyed it, because...
Milton's also a really
nice high school. Yeah, it's really nice. Because when you're an adult, you're going to be looking back like, man, I wish I enjoyed those moments. Not wishing to get into college that you don't have, like, school and, like... Yeah. Like, I just... I'm not trying to sound like a nerd. I don't love school work, but I love school because it's just a social good place.
Yeah, it's fun. Also, I like it, you know, when my socks come back to me all rolled up and washed, and my mom says, hey, you need to put up your clothes.
I'm going to miss those moments when I'm an
old man, you know, in my college dorm.
I know, bro.
Washing machine breaks down, out of quarters.
So, like, you know where you're going for college?
I mean, I know where, like, I'd like to go. Mm-hmm. Like, I know where I'd want to go play. If I could, if I get to pick, you know,
mm-hmm.
I know what I want to go for, like, academically, but I don't know yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get any offers until junior year.
Right.
So I still have another year and, you know, a half
right.
before I can even talk to colleges. Yeah. But I do know, like, what place I kind of want to go to. Like, I want to go somewhere warmer than North Georgia.
In-state?
In-state would be great because they have the Zell Miller Scholarship.
Yeah.
I can cover, like, 100% of my tuition.
Right.
I have a good friend of mine. Him and I have been friends for like 5-6 years. Mm. Six, I think almost, yeah, six years now. Six going to be seven.
Mm.
And his brother actually goes to Georgia College.
Really? So, I've been there.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. They're NCAA D2. They're not a bad D2. Mm. And, you know, it's close-ish to home. It's like 2 or 3 hours away. Mm. His parents own a lake house out there.
Right.
So it's just a convenient place to go.
Mm.
So that's probably like something I've really been considering if I could get into it. And
Georgia College?
Georgia College would be something that I would probably go to.
Yeah. So I'm a junior. I've, over my spring break, unlike Carl, who I wish I was in the same grade as him, he could redo it because, as I said, I like high school. But I'm touring a lot of colleges. I've toured Emory, Georgia State, Georgia College, Georgia Tech, UGA, I said Emory, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But my number one, I would love to play basketball in college, but I've been thinking about it a lot lately. I think I want to focus on just school. But if I do get a chance to walk on at a bigger school like that I would like to academically be at, I would do that.
Yeah, I got you.
I think that playing pro basketball in lower college basketball is, I could do that, and I'm confident about that. But I don't know if I would want to, just because, like, I would want to focus on a more business-style, income, like, professional
life. That makes sense. The tough thing for me, and I don't know about basketball and football and soccer and things, but, like, baseball, for example,
mm-hmm.
everyone I know, everyone I've talked to, as soon as they said that they're done with baseball, there's no coming back. They never came back.
Really?
As soon as they called it,
mm-hmm.
because the game advances so much, it leaves you behind. And as soon as they said that they're done with the sport, they were never able to come back. I know a guy, he's a junior now, and he's 5'10", probably pushing 185. He's strong. Like, I've never...
5'10", 185.
Yeah, wow. But it's not a fat. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's a little chubby. He doesn't have abs.
Yeah.
But, like, he's got really good arms, good chest. Like, he works out. He's in the gym a lot. Mm-hmm. And he took a year off baseball his sophomore year. He didn't play. He played his freshman year, mm-hmm. played JV. Sophomore year, didn't play. Came back junior year and had played JV again and didn't even start. Really? And he would in practice, he had didn't have great mechanics. He threw hard, like low 80s, which is, you know, pretty good for 16 years mm-hmm. old. He threw low 80s. And he would hit the ball off the wall 360 with a metal bat. And some of the varsity guys can't even do that.
Really?
But his mechanics just weren't awesome. And it's honestly because he took a break. Because he wasn't able to come back. And that extra year of practice that he could have gotten,
yeah.
that consistency that he needs,
yeah.
was never, and I don't think he's ever going to play again. I don't think he can compete.
Yeah, like every year just matters.
Every year matters. And as soon as, so that's the thing for me, like, I don't think I'm going to play pro baseball. Mm-hmm. I think it's really hard. You know, it's a low percentage. If I could, I would love to. Even if it's just the minors for 2 years. Because mm-hmm. that's, you know, helps me out in life. It's a cool experience to have. You only live once, you know? Mm-hmm. So if I could, I probably would. But for me, like with sports and things, even in college, there's a part of me that wouldn't want to go to college just for academics because I know that as soon as I say I'm done and it's over.
I have a question. I always wondered this. Does height matter in baseball?
No.
Okay.
Unless you're a pitcher.
Okay.
And a first baseman. Pitcher and first baseman, height matters. They want that. But Corbin Carroll, for example, he's 5'8". Mm. 5'8", 5'9". One of the best outfielders in the MLB right now. Mm. One of the best hitters in the MLB right now. Jose Altuve, cheater. He's still a great player. Mm-hmm. He's shorter than me, and I'm 5'7". So, you know, height does not matter that much. Now, as a pitcher, it does, because the taller you are, the more you stride.
Right, yeah.
And it puts you closer to the batter, and that makes it harder to hit because you're closer to the plate. Mm-hmm. But, and then first base, too, there's, like, I play with two people. One guy's close to 6 foot. Mm-hmm. They're on my summer ball team. One guy's close to 6 foot. The other guy's 5'4", 5'5". The 5'5 guy is a better defender. Like, he picks the ball better. He's quicker. He has better hands. He throws the ball better, more accurate. But the 5'10 guy is almost as good as him, and people would rather have him because he's taller. Because right. it gives you more of a target to throw to.
Yeah. Basketball definitely, or height definitely matters for basketball. Sure. That's why I think that if I was 6'5", 6'3", or maybe even just 6'1", in general, like, I would be next level. I think I'm the best of the best of what I am right now, just because I think that, I don't know if this applies to, like, definitely applies to football. I don't know if this applies to baseball, but if you have people that you know or you're close to people, you grew up in a baseball family, your dad played professional baseball, you're going to grow up to be, like, as good, if not better. For me, no one in my family played basketball, and I think that in my circumstances, that, like, I did the best I can do. And the fact that I'm also 5'7", and, like, I'm not super athletic, I don't work for everything, and I know we all do, but, like, I think that I did the best I could in my circumstances. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. You know, when your head hits the pillow at the end of your career, mm-hmm. when you call it, like, at least for me, I don't want to be like, had I have just done this, mm-hmm. I could have gone farther.
Yeah. Like, no excuses.
I don't want excuses.
You don't want regrets.
No, I don't want any regrets when my career
is
over.
Regrets is the worst feeling ever.
Like, had I have just worked out more, or if I have just, you know, hit more, or I have just been smart. Like, I don't want that at the end of my career. Right. I want to look at the end of my career and say, I did the best I could, and eventually the game said, thank you for your service, but that's it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And there are a lot of people, you know, that can't say that about their career, I feel like. I feel like there are a lot of people that, you know, even I have buddies at my age that don't play anymore. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't from lack of talent, or it wasn't from, you know, not having the money to play. Mm-hmm. Their parents would buy them all the nice stuff.
Right.
It was just from, you know, lack of work.
Interest.
Lack of interest.
That's happened to a bunch of people around me. Like, people I grew up with, people this is fifth grade playing feeder ball with them. They've just slowly just dropped off. It's like, I'm the only one left. Like, they're all just doing basketball. Or, like, trying to consistently get better.
What do you think about, like, this is like a little bit of a hot take, but kids that are talented at a sport when they're younger, mm-hmm. when they get older, they're not as good.
Oh my gosh. I agree with that topic. I had a great like example of this. In my recent AAU tournament, people that in middle school, oh my gosh, like 30 points a game, like the best in the state, the best of the best. I saw them at a recent AAU tournament. Of course, I'm not going to say any names. They're good, but they're not as good. They didn't live up to the hype that they had when they were younger.
For
like,
sure.
They just, it not fell off, but they didn't live up to those circumstances, in my opinion. And I feel like that happened for me. I never had any hype when I was younger, but it's just been a constant uphill improvement for me because just I'm focusing on improving.
When I was, like, I started off baseball, I was really bad.
Right.
Same. And now I play at, like, a higher level. Not the highest level. Like, I'm on the same high levels, like, those national teams. Mm-hmm. And they're in our tournaments. Mm-hmm. But so I play, like, a really high level of baseball. But when I started off, I was playing, like, I was a terrible rec ball player, which is the lowest level. Mm-hmm. And my dad and I, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even, you know, be at this. I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Same thing.
My dad, like, would pick me up every day from school, take me to the park, right. and hit to me for an hour and throw to me for an hour.
Right.
And we work every day.
Right.
And I got to 12 years old, 13 years old, and I had buddies that were bigger than me, stronger than me, faster than me. Mm-hmm. I was 13 years old. I was a really good hitter. That was probably one of my best years that I hit. And I played on, like, I played the highest level that you could at 13. And these kids around me that would hit just as good as me, if not better, they don't even play anymore, most of them. And most of them, if they do play, they're not playing. I progressed. And they were better than me. They were more talented.
Right.
And I think it was because they were so talented. They just stopped. They didn't work
yeah,
so hard.
They got that ego. And just like, they thought like, your height, or for basketball, like your height, your natural.
It's going
to
carry you.
It would carry you all the way to that next level.
Yeah.
I want to talk about AI. Both things are popular today. But let's talk about AI.
I love AI. I'm not going to lie.
It carries his grades.
Right here. Not all my grades, but there are some grades. I'm not naming my teacher. I'm not naming who it is and what class it is in, because if they figure out. But, like, if it wasn't for AI, I'd have, like, a D in that class.
Right. Me, personally, I don't use AI for anything, like, school-related. But I've just seen a lot of things, like, on media. Like, I was watching this video, I think, yesterday. It's a business YouTube channel called School of Hard Knocks. Shout out to them. You know what that is?
I don't.
Okay, it basically asks the richest billionaires, millionaires in the world, like, tips to their success.
Oh, I might have heard it. That sounds familiar.
And the guy, the main reporter, the main person, he interviewed, I think his name is Brian Johnson. They're talking about success. He sold Venmo, the company for Venmo, and he, like, made $800 million. He said the secret to his success is health. And he went on saying that AI and the way science is developing will make you live forever.
For sure.
The reporter was like, so you think you're never gonna die? And Brian Johnson was like, he's gonna live forever, is what he said.
Yeah, for sure.
Forever. He thinks that he said he doesn't want to die. I think he said, like, immortality is a possibility.
I don't know, like, As a Christian, I would say, you know, immortality is not a possibility.
I agree with that.
But, like, your soul and keeping your body alive. Your body is a machine. Mm. At the end of the day, your body's a machine.
Right.
Like, everything fires on electrical signals. What's the phone firing on right now?
Mm.
Electrical signals.
Right.
So, I've also read a lot, and it's got really popular that I can remember 2 or 3 years ago. And I haven't researched it since then, but they were replacing human body parts with robotic body parts, and it was helping people, like, not just, like, live longer, but it was making their lives better, because it wasn't like having a normal hand, it was having a robot hand. It was immune to, like, and it started off small too. Mm-hmm. They started off with, like, changing the color in baby's eyes. Right. Like, that's what there's, like, oh, I want a green-eyed baby, so they would change the color of the baby's eyes.
I agree. I'm also Christian. I believe that, like, there's no immortality, but just hearing that from a millionaire like him just made me put in perspective, like, AI is just, it's going to, like, I feel like it's going to rule the world someday.
At the rate we're going, if no one's going to stop it,
it's going to
take over.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. It's like robots, technology. But
it's way smarter than we are. We can't compete with
it. I know. I've just seen a lot of videos. It's just crazy.
The only thing that's like helping humanity right now against AI is the fact that it's not developed.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't, and I could misunderstand this, but like the technology to run AI at its maximum, mm-hmm. is not here yet.
Yeah.
Or not open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, you know, there's plenty, like, they're working on making it better. Mm-hmm. Like, I heard something like Neil deGrasse Tyson's talking about, and government areas, closed off areas, space stations, CIA restricted areas,
mm-hmm.
the information that they're not giving the public, they are way more advanced than we are. They're supposedly 300 years ahead and technologically wise than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, what do the billionaires know that we don't?
Mm-hmm.
I think, what do you say his name was?
Brian Johnson.
He probably knows something that we don't know. He's probably getting an inside scoop you know, the public's getting. He has to be getting something different.
Yeah. Really appreciate you guys listening in with our podcast today. But this was episode 2 of the Life Experience podcast. And we'll see you guys later. Carl might be here for episode 3, so
hopefully.
Yeah. Peace.